Hey, are you a high achiever who struggles with perfectionism? Do you get stuck in the cycle of overthinking? Do you do everything for everyone else because you think otherwise it won't get done? Do you feel like you should come with a disclaimer? Hi, I'm anxious. Hey, I'm Katie. Full disclosure, I'm not a therapist, doctor, or mental health professional. I'm just a career mama who also struggles with anxiety. For me, anxiety reared its head at the most inconvenient times, when I wanted to be present with my family, at those high-pressure business meetings, when I was laying in bed awake at night worrying instead of sleeping. I just wanted to relax and be able to have fun, and I know that you do too. What if you found tools to manage your anxiety? What if you knew how to enjoy life even though you are anxious? Look, it's time to put down that third cup of coffee and swap it for some lemon water. We're going to get control over anxiety so it can stop controlling you. Let's go, girl. Sweet, anxious, high achiever, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. Today, I want to talk with you about something that I have been really working to practice on myself that may seem really simple on its face in terms of tools in your anxiety toolbox, but can be sometimes difficult to remember to use in the moment or to even practice with. So today I want to share with you something that I have been working on practicing so that you can add it to your anxiety toolbox to use when you need some relief from your anxiety. And that has to do with noticing your senses. So in moments of anxiety, sometimes the overwhelm, you know what that feels like, the overwhelm can get to the point where you feel like you might have a panic attack or you feel like you can't breathe properly. And when you get into those moments, a tool that can help you quite a bit is to notice one of your senses. But the key to this is practicing it in moments where you aren't at that point of absolute overwhelm and panic, so that it's easier for you to recall to use and use in the moment. So I'll give you some examples. You know, you just think of the five senses: touch, taste, smell, hearing, sight. Choose something that you can do with one of your senses. So for example, touch. Maybe you could, if you're sitting, put your hands on your thighs and just feel the material of your pants by moving your hands over the material of your pants. That could be an example of how you could use the sense of touch. Or maybe taste. If you're sitting with a cup of tea, perhaps you can take a sip of it and really taste. Take a moment to taste your tea, even if it means like closing your eyes or trying to block out any sound that's around you. Focus on the taste. You could smell. I know a lot of people who use like oil diffusers, for example. I have a little locket style necklace with these felt pads, and you can add an essential oil to the felt pad and put it in your necklace. So if you're having a moment of overwhelm, you could smell something. Maybe you're in the kitchen and you can cut a lemon in half and smell the lemon. Smell the oil that's coming out of your diffuser that you have running. Whatever it might be, take a moment to just smell. Maybe you've got some really nice smelling lotion on your desk and you take the top off and just take a moment to inhale that scent to help you to calm down. Or hearing. I think that this one is one that I struggle with a lot because I can get overwhelmed by sound, which can cause me to feel panicky. But maybe if you're not in a place where you're overwhelmed by it, you can take a moment to just focus on and isolate one thing that you might be hearing. Maybe you're sitting outside near a tree and the breeze is rustling the leaves and you can hear the sound of the leaves moving in the wind. So stopping to isolate and listen to one thing in particular. I also find that in terms of hearing water, the sound of water can be very calming to me, whether it's the shower, a fountain. If I'm lucky enough to be sitting by a body of water like the ocean, the waves lapping onto the beach. And then finally, sight. I find that this one is maybe the second hardest for me to use because I think I can get overstimulated visually at times. But maybe just take a moment to look at something and focus on that one thing, particularly if it's something that's pleasing to your eye. Like I have these kind of jar glasses that are a teal or turquoise blue. It's just one of my favorite colors, and I think it's so pretty. And I almost always have a glass of water with me wherever I'm at. So taking a moment to just look at that glass and notice the color, the textures, the markings on the glass, just admire how beautiful it is. And this might seem small or piddly, if you will, but I promise you that if you take time to do this on a day-to-day basis, it will calm you. And it will become a tool in your anxiety toolbox when you get to the point where that anxiety might be threatening to overwhelm you. You can use it as a tool to calm yourself, choosing a sense to focus on and a way to focus on it, and just use whatever you have available in the moment, even if it's closing your eyes and placing your palms together and rubbing them back and forth and feeling the heat and friction that starts to build. Do whatever you can in the moment to practice this so that it's available to you when you really need and want to use it. Sweet High Achiever, that's all I have for you today. I hope that if you are not already a part of my free Facebook group, that you'll come join us. The link to join is in the show notes. It's an incredible, supportive place where high-achieving women just like you gather to receive a little bit of encouragement and support one another. We'd love to see you in the group. Again, the link to join is in the show notes. I can't wait to talk with you next week, High Achiever. Take care. Hey friend, thanks for being here. Did today's episode help you feel more in control of your anxiety? Did it inspire you to rest or relax? Or maybe it challenged you to really look at why anxiety is a part of your life? If so, I'd love to hear from you. If you would take 30 seconds, pause this episode, scroll down in Apple Podcasts, and leave me a review, I would be so grateful. See you next week. Disclaimer, I am not a medical professional, and this podcast is not providing therapy or medical treatment. Contents of the podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult your healthcare provider with your health questions and concerns.